Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memra by Ram Goldar and Rima Zekhu Shavuos Daf Yud Beis, the first parak Shavuos Shtayim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Shimon does not hold that lay based in Masna Lehen, the mind of based in stipulates about communal kachim to make their kedusha conditional if they're needed. Therefore, he holds the yearly extra tamidim cannot be redeemed without a mum. Rav Yochanan explains, according to Rabbi Shimon, how these tamidim are used. Mekitzim behen as mizbeach. We use them as desserts on the mizbeach, meaning they're offered as voluntary communal olos when the mizbeach would otherwise be idle. Similarly, a brisa teaches how the extra tamidim are brought. Kaitz kebenot shuach l'mizbeach, dessert like white figs on the mizbeach. Since figs can never be brought on the mizbeach, the Gemara clarifies, kebenot shuach l'adam, like white figs are dessert for a person. Shmuel agrees that Rabbi Shimon holds the extra tamidim are themselves brought as voluntary olas and explains karbonos tzibur sakim moshachin l'mashehen. Regarding karbonos karbonos, the knife of shechita draws them to whatever they're being used for. Point number two, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said that Rabbi Shimon agrees regarding seirei chatas left over at the year's end. For example, a seir Rosh Chodesh was lost and then found after being substituted. She'ein makitzim begufan, that we do not use them themselves as desserts on the mizbech. El b'demein, rather, they are redeemed after developing a mum, and kaitz mizbech is purchased with their proceeds. The Gemara explains that this is a rabbinical law. Fundamentally, even a communal chatas, which cannot be used for its purpose, changes into a voluntary ola and is sacrificed as an ola. However, since it was initially a chatas and would now be brought as an ola, we say, gezer lacha kapara, atulifne kapara. There is a decree against sacrificing it after atonement via substitute because of the possibility someone may come to sacrifice it as an ola before atonement via substitute when it still must be brought as a chatas. Because of the possible confusion, they decreed not to sacrifice this animal at all, and instead to redeem it with a mum and purchase an oil with the proceeds. Several proofs are brought for this gezerah. And point number two, the Mishnah Dav Beis Amabes taught that the Seir HaMishtalech atones for all other averos besides Tumas Mikdash Kedosha, Hakalos Vachamuros, whether they are relatively light transgressions or severe ones. As Gemara explains, the Mishnah defines Kalos as an Ase or Los Ase, and Chamuros as transgressions liable to Karas or Mrs. Basin. The Gemara wonders when the Seir HaMishtalech would atone for an Ase violation. Either la'avad tshuva, if he did not repent for transgressing the aseh, the seer would not atone for him because zevach rishayim toeva, the sacrifice of the wicked, is an abomination, and he cannot attain kapara through the seer. If he did repent from his transgression, he would receive atonement any day of the year, as the brisa teaches. Avraham mitzvah aseh v'aseh tshuva, if one transgressed an aseh and repented, lo zaz misham ad shemochin lo, he does not move from there before he is forgiven. Rabbi Zera answers that the Mishnah's case is Ba'omid B'mirdo, with one who stands in his rebellion and refuses to repent, and the Mishnah follows Rabbi's opinion that Yom Kippur atones for nearly all averos, even without Teshuvah. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rabbi Shimon does not hold that lay based in Masna Alehen, the mind of based in stipulates about communal kachim to make their Kedusha conditional if they're needed. Therefore, he holds the yearly extra tamin cannot be redeemed without a mum. Rav Yochanan explains, according to Rabbi Shimon, how these tamidim are used. Mekitzim behen as mizbeach. We use them as desserts on the mizbeach, meaning they're offered as voluntary communal olos when the mizbeach would otherwise be idle. Similarly, a brisa teaches how the extra tamidim are brought. Kaitz kebenot shuach l'mizbeach, dessert like white figs on the mizbeach. Since figs can never be brought on the mizbeach, the Gemara clarifies, kebenot shuach l'adam, like white figs are dessert for a person. Shmuel agrees that Rabbi Shimon holds the extra tamidim are themselves brought as voluntary olas and explains karbonos tzibur sakim moshach l'mashehen. Regarding karbonos karbonos, the knife of shechita draws them to whatever they're being used for. Point number two, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said that Rabbi Shimon agrees regarding seirei chatas left over at the year's end. For example, a seir Rosh Chodesh was lost and then found after being substituted. She'ein makitzim begufan, that we do not use them themselves as desserts on the mizbeach. El b'demein, rather, they are redeemed after developing a mum, and kaitz mizbeach is purchased with their proceeds. The Gemara explains that this is a rabbinical law. Fundamentally, even a communal chatas, which cannot be used for its purpose, changes into a voluntary ola and is sacrificed as an ola. However, since it was initially a chatas and would now be brought as an ola, we say, gezer lacha kapara, atulifne kapara. There is a decree against sacrificing it after atonement via substitute because of the possibility someone may come to sacrifice it as an ola before atonement via substitute when it still must be brought as a chatas. Because of the possible confusion, they decreed not to sacrifice this animal at all and instead to redeem it with a mum and purchase an oil with the proceeds. Several proofs are brought for this gezerah. And point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Beis taught that the Seir HaMishtalech atones for all other averos besides Tumas Mikdash Kedoshah, Hakalos VaChamuros, whether they are relatively light transgressions or severe ones. As Gemara explains, the Mishnah defines Kalos as an Ase or Los Ase, and Chamuros as transgressions liable to Karas or Mises Beis Din. The Gemara wonders when the Seir HaMishtalech would atone for an Ase violation. Either La'avad Tshuva, if he did not repent for transgressing the Aseh, the seer would not atone for him, because Zevach Rishayim Toeva, the sacrifice of the wicked, is an abomination, and he cannot attain kapara through the seer. If he did repent from his transgression, he would receive atonement any day of the year, as the Brisa teaches. Avraham mitzvahs Aseh v'Aseh Tshuva, if one transgressed an Aseh and repented, Lozaz Misham Ad Shemochin Lo, Lozaz Misham Ad Shemochin Lo, he does not move from there before he's forgiven. Rabbi Zera answers that the Mishnah's case is Ba'omid B'mirdo, with one who stands in his rebellion and refuses to repent, and the Mishnah follows Rabbi's opinion that Yom Kippur atones for nearly all averos, even without teshuva. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers, so here goes. Well, six of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidim as Kaitz HaMizbeach, and four were busy redeeming the found Seir Rosh Chodesh and purchasing a goat for Kaitz HaMizbeach with the proceeds because of a Gezerah. One brother was dreaming of taking the Seir HaMishtaleach out in Yom Kippur to atone for his rebellious brother who didn't fulfill a Mitzvah's Aseh and refused to do Teshuvah. Once again, slow motion. Well, six of the 12 Kohen brothers, six of 12 brothers, that must be on Daf Yud Beis. Well, six of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidin as Kaitz HaMizbeach, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon does not hold that Lei Beis Din Masna Elohen, the mind of Beis Din, stipulates about communal kachim to make their Kedusha conditional if they're needed. Therefore, he holds the yearly extra Tamidin cannot be redeemed without a mum. Rabbi Yochanan explains, according to Rabbi Shimon, how these tamidim are used. Mekitzim behenes mizbeach. We use them as desserts on the mizbeach, meaning they're offered as voluntary communal olos when the mizbeach would otherwise be idle. So while six of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra tamidim as kaitz mizbeach, and four were busy redeeming the found Seir Rosh Chodesh and purchasing a goat for kaitz mizbeach with the proceeds because of a Gezerah, which reminds Rabbi Shimon agrees that the Seir Chatas cannot be used for Kaitz HaMizbeach. The Gemara explains that this is a Derabanan. Fundamentally, even a communal Chatas which cannot be used for its purpose changes into a voluntary Ola and is sacrificed as an Ola. However, since it was initially a Chatas and would now be brought as an Ola, we say Gezerah Lachu Kapara Atlif Ne Kapara. There is a decree against sacrificing it after atonement via substitute because of the possibility someone may come to sacrifice it as an Ola before atonement via substitute when it still must be brought as a Chatas. Because of the possible confusion, they decreed not to sacrifice this animal at all and instead to redeem it with a mum and purchase an Ola with the proceeds. Several proofs are brought for this Gezerah. So, while six of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidin as Kaitz HaMizbeach, and four were busy redeeming the found Seir Rosh Chodesh and purchasing a goat for Kaitz HaMizbeach with the proceeds because of a Gezerah, one brother was dreaming of taking the Seir HaMishtalech out in Yom Kippur to atone for his rebellious brother, who didn't fulfill a mitzvah's Aseh and refused to do Teshuvah. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when an Aseh violation would be atoned by the Seir HaMishtalech. Rabbi Zera explains that the Mishnah's case is Ba'omid B'mirdo, with one who stands in his rebellion and refuses to repent, and the Mishnah follows Rabbi's opinion that Yom Kippur atones for nearly all averos, even without Teshuvah. So once again, while six of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidin as Kaitz HaMizbeach, and four were busy redeeming the found Seir Rosh Chodesh and purchasing a goat for Kaitz HaMizbeach with the proceeds because of a Gezerah, one brother was dreaming of taking the Seir HaMishtalech out in Yom Kippur to atone for his rebellious brother, who didn't fulfill a mitzvah's Aseh and refused to do Teshuvah. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Ches, so the Siman Daf Ches is Challah, and we often use a baker in the Siman. So here goes. The baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Seir HaPanimi shaped Challah, baker, that must be on Daf Ches. The baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Seir HaPanimi shaped Challah was not for them, since they didn't sin, which reminds us, the Seir HaPanimi is for tumor resulting in a sin, not other tumors such as the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir, where their carbon is only for the tumor and not the sin. So, the baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Seir HaPanimi shaped challah was not for them since they didn't sin and sold it to his Yediya B'tchila client to protect him from Yisurin until he becomes aware, which reminds us, the Seir HaPanimi suspends one's tumah sin, L'hagin alav mina Yisurin, to protect him from suffering for his sin until he becomes aware of it and brings his carbon. So the baker told the Yoledes Metzora and Nazir that his famed Sira Panimi-shaped challah was not for them since they didn't sin, and sold it to his Yediyah B'tchila client to protect him from Yisurin until he becomes aware. Baked his Sira Chitzon-shaped challah for one who only had a Yediyah B'sof in a separate oven, since it had a separate kapara that was Achas B'shana, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the Sira Panimi and the Sira Chitzon do not also affect each other's atonement. The Gemara explains that the pasuk of the Panimi says, an arn will affect atonement upon its horns, achas, one, teaching, kapara achas mechaper, ve'en mechaper shtei kaparos. The Panimi affects one atonement, but it does not affect two atonements. The Gemara then asks the reverse question that the chitzon should also affect the Panimi's atonement, where he knew beforehand. This would be relevant for a tumah violation, which occurred after the Panimi was brought, but before the chitzon. It answers the pasuk says, achas b'shana, once a year, teaching kapara zu lo tehe ela achas b'shana. This atonement of the panimi shall only be once a year. Dav tes, so the simmer dav tes is a teapot. So here goes. The waiter pouring tea from a teapot. Teapot? That must be more on dav tes. The waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed with Hashem for the Kohanim, eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah said that the Seir Rogalim and the Seir Rosh Chodashim brought from the Musaf on those days atoned for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim, where he had no awareness, neither before nor after his transgression. Shmuel explains Rabbi Yudah's source regarding the Seir Rosh Chodashim. The Pasuk says, V'sir izim echod l'chatas Hashem, and one goat for a chatas for Hashem, implying that this Seir atones for a chet she'ein makir bo el Hashem, a sin that no one but Hashem knows of. The Gemara asks that this expression was already darshaned by Rish Lakish, who explained why the Torah says Hashem specifically for a Seir Rosh Chodesh. Rish Lakish darshans this expression to say, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Seir ze ye kapar al shim ma'atis yez yireach, this goat shall be an atonement for me that it reduced the moon during creation. So the waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed Hashem for the Kohanim, eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, while a man who was Sofa L'Yodea of his chait, sitting nearby, was unaware he was getting kapar from it, and the Seir ate Ragalim, spilled the tea in shock when a Tar who ate Tami Kachim entered the room and insisted the Seir Rosh Chodesh was Mechaper for him, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds the Seir Rosh Chodashim atone for a Tar who ate Tami Kachim, which is derived from the tzitz. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The men in the Moadim minion of Yidden, that must be around Daf Yud. The men in the Moadim minion of Yidden, who kept all their seerim together in one big pen, because they believed Kaparason Shava, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rebbe Meir said, Kol seerim Kaparason Shava, the atonement of all goats is the same. All seerim used for Musafim, the Seir Achitzon, Seir Rosh Chodesh, and Seir Ragalim atone for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, for any case without awareness beforehand, as well as a Tahor who ate Tami Kadshim. Rabbi Yonah explains from Meir's Drasha, Eo Tasu Hashem B'Moadechem, these you shall perform for Hashem on your appointed festivals, teaching, Hukshukol Moadim Kulon Zelazeh, all the festivals are compared to each other. The Gemara demonstrates that even Rosh Chodesh is called Amoed. So the men in the Moadim minion of Yidden, who kept all their steering together in one big pen, because they believed Kaparasun Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon minion, who tied each of their steering to a separate post, since they believed each had its own kapara, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon said, each type of seer has a unique atonement. The seer Rosh Chodashim atoned for a Tahru ate Tami Kachim, the seer Ragam atoned for a Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav with no awareness before or after, and the seer Achitzon of Yom Kippur atones for one with awareness only after. The Gemara explains why each Seir only has one role. The Seir Rosh Chodashim cannot affect their Seir Gomes atonement because the Pasuk by Rosh Chodesh says the singular Avon, sin teaching, Avon Echad who knows it, Ve'enu knows it, Shnei Avonos. It obtains forgiveness for one sin, but it does not attain forgiveness for two types of sins. So the men in the Moadim minion of Yidden, who kept all their seerim together in one big pan because they believed Kaparasun Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon minion, who tied each of the seerim to a separate post, since they believed each had its own kapara, and got into a heated debate with them whether four extra tamidim could be redeemed without a moon, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether the yearly extra tamidim can be redeemed without a moon. Daf Yud Alf. So the Simmer Daf Yud Alf is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Kohen standing under star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock. Star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim? That must be around Daf Yud Alf. stars. The Kohen standing under star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock, who's dismayed when Atul Yom disqualified his Kedushas Guf Katoris before the stars came out, which reminds us, Rabbah brings a brisa that teaches that Katoris becomes disqualified through being touched by Atul Yom, someone who immersed in a mikveh and becomes completely tahor at nightfall. If Katoris only had Kedushas Damim, Atul Yom would not disqualify it, as proven by a Mishnah which states that Minchas can be disqualified by Atul Yom after they receive Kedusha from a Kli, meaning Kedusha Zaguf. This proves that Katoris has Kedusha Zaguf. So the Kohen standing under his star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock was dismayed when a Tvul Yom disqualified his Kedusha Zaguf Katoris before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped basin to see if Lei Basin Masna Elan, which reminds us, having proven from Katoris that communal sacrificial items can be redeemed, like Rabbi Yochanan said regarding extra Tamidin, the Gemara wonders how, Biki Kedusha Shebehen Leichan Halcha, where has their sanctity gone? Rabbah explained, Lei Basin Masna Elan, the mind of Basin stipulates about them to make their Kedusha conditional to circumstances. If they're needed for communal sacrifices, their Kedusha is Kedusha Zaguf, but if not, they'll only have Kedusha's Damim to be sold. So the Kohen standing under his star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock, who's dismayed when Atul Yom disqualified his Kedusha Zaguf Katoris before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped basin to see if Lei Basin Masna Elan, who had just told the Kohen Gadol that Basin does not stipulate for Las Karbanas, since that is a rare occurrence, which reminds us, Abai challenged Rabbah's principle that Lev Basin Masna Elan from a brisa. If the bull and goat from Yom Kippur were lost, and others were brought in their place, and they were subsequently found, Rehuda holds the original animals are left to die. Rav and Rabbi Shimon hold they are left to pasture, and after developing a mum, they are redeemed, and the proceeds are used for communal nedavos. According to Rabbah, they should be redeemed without a mum, since they are not needed. The Gemara answers, Shani Avudin Delo Shchichi. Lost Karbanas are different because they are uncommon, and Basin does not make stipulations for unusual occurrences. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do you learn why the Sira Panimi and the Sira Chitzon do not also affect each other's atonement? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 2, which stuff do you learn that an Asay violation would be atoned by the Sira Mishdeleach, but Omid Bemirdo, with one who stands in his rebellion and refuses to repent? That's on Daf Yudbeis. Good. Number 3, which stuff do you learn that according to Rabbi Shimon, the extra Tamidim are sacrificed for Kaitzim Yizbeach? That's on Daf Yudbeis. Good. Number 4, which stuff brought the source that the Sira Hanas Bifnim is for Yesh Yediyah B'tchil Ve'en Yediyah B'sof and not for other Tumos? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 5, which stuff do we learn the Rimer holds all Sirim atone for all Tumos Mikdosh Kedoshav? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 6, which stuff do we discuss Shalosh Krisos B'shlamim and the Machok is whether one gets karas for eating inedible Kachim Baltame? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn Rabbi Shimon holds no seer shares kapara with any other? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn Rabbi Shimon holds that the seer Rosh Chodashim atoned for a tahor who ate tami kachim, which is derived from the tzitz? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn Rabbi Shimon agrees that the seer Chatas cannot be used for kaitzim izbech? It's a gezer lacha kapara atu ifne kapara. That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we have the mushroom of Rabbi Kiva's list of Nagaim, which is milk mixed with drops of blood? That's on Daf Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.